afternoon in terms of, I mean, you still a bit fitness, that kind of stuff, but five goals must be quite
good. You're always pleased when you score goals. There was a lot of really good goals as well, some good crosses in the box, some good finishing. I think that would do the boys the world a good, give them a bit of confidence getting into the season. You know what it's like pre-season, the grass was a wee bit long as well, so sometimes it was a wee bit hard to pass it, but I thought the boys played really well. There was a lot of good stuff. Still, obviously, we can improve and get that wee bit sharper, but you can't complain too much when you score five goals.
Are you getting to the point where you're sort of knowing your favourite first 11?
We've not got that many players anyway, to be fair, so it's really tight, and it's obviously we're still short of players. We've got a couple of injuries just now, two or three injuries, and we probably need to bring in two or three as well, so the squad's really, really short just now, and we need to bring in players quite quickly.
Have you got targets in mind these biggest weeks?
There always is, but it takes time. It's a bit money and stuff like that as well, and it takes time to get the right players in. They're obviously looking at their options, and we've just, as I said before, they're not just going to bring in players for the sake of bringing them in. We've got to wait and make sure we bring in the right type that's going to improve the team we've got.
It's going to be a really tight competitive league, isn't it, when you look at the teams you've got there, so you obviously want to be as competitive as you can.
Well, definitely, but you can see we've got good players. Guys like Joe Cardo, he's untouchable when he plays like that. Some of his skill with him was outstanding. Obviously, it was good for Gav, who's just joined, to get a couple of goals as well. I thought he took them really well, and he was unlucky not to score a couple of others as well. So it was a lot of good signs, and we've just got to make sure we improve every game.
In contrast to Livy used about 18, 19 players, and you only used two substitutes today, so what was your idea behind that?
We've got a game on Tuesday, so if they're not playing 90 minutes today, the majority of them, if they're not playing 90 minutes, they'll play 90 minutes on Tuesday. So it's important to start getting 90 minutes under their belt. We've already played 45 and 65. And now they're starting to get used to playing matches.
You didn't take a long look at the trialists today, though.
No, to be fair, I'd said to Mark that before the game anyway, but he was still keen to come. So it was important. Yeah, we're just delighted that they wanted to come in the first place. He's really keen to come. So we just have to wait and see what happens.
There was some chat during the week that PG Crossan has agreed a deal, or certainly the club had agreed a deal with Celtic to leave us.
I don't think it's over the line or anything yet. I think it's getting close. So we'll just have to wait. It's one of the things that takes time. He's a good young player. Obviously, we'd be disappointed to lose him, but it happens sometimes.